All right. All right, I'll begin now with the public notice. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunter County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunter Review, the Star Ledger, and I note, I believe, due to the electronic nature of this meeting, notice was also posted with instructions on the township website. So, with that being said, I would ask Carla to begin.
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Millay?
Here.
And Mayor Higgins is absent, but we have a quorum.
All right. Before we get to the consent agenda, I'd just like to say a couple of words. First and foremost, I appreciate everybody's patience and understanding and cooperation.
In this very difficult time
that we're going through. Especially want to thank all of the first responders who, fire department, police department, CERT, EMS, who are out there on the front lines and put themselves in harm's way every day, but particularly more so today. And that list has grown, of course, to medical personnel who are helping everybody out. And even the grocery store employees are doing a yeoman's job. So we have to talk about that a little bit. But also that this meeting is electronic and it's a little bit of a first pass at it. So we will have some hiccups. Just to reiterate some of the instructions that we need to make sure we follow. For this meeting, members of the public will be muted throughout the meeting, except during the public comment portion of the agenda. Due to the nature of this meeting, we're only going to have one public comment session. Make a comment or ask a question during the public comment portion of the agenda. I'll repeat these instructions when we get there, but if you're on the computer or a mobile device, click on participants, the icon at the bottom of your screen, then click on the raise my hand button in the lower right-hand corner of the dialog box. When it's your turn to speak, I'll unmute you. If you're attending by phone, I'll go through each number and I'll ask if you have a comment and you can speak at that point in time. We will be limiting comments to 3 minutes per person in the interests of time and to avoid any issues with the meeting. And we will ask that you restrict your comments to comments that are related to a governmental issue that you believe may be of concern to the township's residents or comments, and we will not permit comments containing offensive, profane, or indecent language or language constituting hate speech, which I will shut down quite rapidly. Council members and staff, I think I've unmuted all of you. If I haven't done so and you need to be, please raise your hand if you're on the Zoom meeting. And you know what? I'm going to make a leap, and I just asked to unmute CTPD 117. Is that you, Lieutenant DeRosa?
That's me.
All right. All the staff are now unmuted, hopefully we can conduct this meeting in a quick and orderly fashion. All right, so the consent agenda, items normally that we can dispense with all together. We have two here. We have the release of escrows, which are fairly standard but necessary, and emergency appropriation. And that emergency appropriation is for, Jesse, you can help me out here, but I believe it's for the cleaning of township buildings due to the COVID-19.
Yes.
The coronavirus, I should say.
Cleaning and sanitizing our public buildings.
All right, and that has been completed, and it has a not-to-exceed amount of $20,000.
Yes, and we're continuing to do those regularly as people go out on the street and go back in the office. They're recontaminating, so it's going to be an ongoing bill.
Okay.
A recurring bill.
Any comment or questions or concerns on the part of council?
No.
Okay. In that case, I would ask for a motion, please.
So moved, Mark Strauss.
Second.
Mark?
Second, Amy.
Amy's got a second.
Okay, Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes. And Trishka, before we move on, as a matter of form, I think perhaps best to do all roll call votes.
Knew that was going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Muted.
Hang on.
Sorry. Usually when I push the space bar, people can hear me. Anyway. Yes, I think a roll call vote on all these items would be better since some people are participating by phone and it's hard to know who's voting without a roll call.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Dog's barking.
I don't know.
Somebody's dog needs to go outside.
That's my basset hound. He barks at anything that moves. There's deer in the yard. I can't help it.
All right. I'm going to imagine that we're actually in the council chambers, and I'm going to do the reports in order that we would normally do them. So Councilman Strauss, you're first up.
Okay. I do not have a report for Environmental Commission, but I do have a report from Clinton Township Board of Ed. I had spoke to the Board of Ed president yesterday, and we had communication today as well. They had a budget meeting this past Monday, April 6th. It was a working session done remotely through remote access. And then they have a voting session later on this month on the 27th, which will also be via remote access. Just a few points to bring out. The Board of Education is going to be putting forward a formal resolution in opposition of Assembly Bill 3902, which allows the delay of payment of school taxes, among other financial activities, but specifically pointed out that one. And they're also asking for us to oppose that as well. They did, like I said, have a budget meeting or budget hearing on this past Monday, and they are looking, with a slight increase in the budget this year. I can share those numbers and other figures on that with council. They had anticipated losing students. However, they're maintaining their population with a slight projection increase. They have an increase in special educational needs, which seems to be the driver behind the increase. and they anticipate a loss of state aid, which we've heard about with our local constituents are opposing that at the state level. And of course, the continuing rise in salary and benefits across the board. And that is all I have. Any other stuff I have taken care of with Council President Millay or speaking with the administrator. So thank you, and that's all I have.
All right, thank you very much. Councilman Switlik.
I think Tom's next.
Tom's next.
Oh, shoot, I got the other one. Councilman Kochanowski, no report.
I have nothing to report. It's pretty quiet.
All right, Councilman Switlik.
Okay, I was out the beginning of March, we're in April already. Okay, March for traveling, and then our council meeting at the end of the month was a dud. So I don't know where I left off, so I'm going to just bullet point it sort of so I don't overwhelm Carla with the minutes. the North Voorhees meeting, Board of Ed met March 16th. They discussed their proposed budget. The public hearing will be on the 28th. The budget will be flat, zero increase to the tax levy. They have a surplus of $5 million. Just as Mark had said, the reduced state aid is 367, so same thing. Potential increases that they may look at or health insurance approximately would be $1 million. And then they have the 3% salary increase per the teacher contract. So again, they're going to be discussing that, but it's probably going to be voted on the 28th. The solar panels are probably going to be going ahead with that on the roof. Open space, the Ferran, Beaverbrook, Hermanthal project I've been working on wasn't really supposed to be opened in the first place, but we would like to close it. So that is a part of the trail system in Clinton Township that is going to be closed. We'll put the signage up tomorrow, basically from Ferran Field, Nassau trails that this connects to. The mayor from High Bridge is closing that as well. We're just closing the whole area. It's not safe anyway. We have machines, lumber, nails. It's just...
It's a site. So it's a construction site still.
It's a construction site, you know, so people shouldn't be there anyway. So even prior to talking about closing parks, we were going to close it anyway. Let's see. And we're going to be building the kiosk soon. Let's see. Windy Acres. Brian, I don't know if you reported or not. We had that conference call on Monday. You haven't. Okay, well, you can reiterate. Basically, it was with Steve Bailey, Andrew, Rich, myself, and Brian. Just to talk about a little bit about Windy Acres, and Steve wanted to talk a little bit about the Gitlow House, but it was a productive meeting. We're all talking about different ideas, so I don't know if you want to add to that on your report, Brian, but...
Well, I mean, other than it was a productive conversation, I thought, and I know Richard's on, but it was good. I think heading in the right direction. It's good to see everybody coordinating and cooperating. I think that's the way we'll get a lot of benefit out of it.
Right, right. Well, we have sort of an idea. We're, you know, brainstorming. I had traveled like a section in the wooded area. Paul and I like bushwhacked this whole area where it's going to be in the woods, a nice trail that I'm really excited about. And we sort of located some potential campsites because, as I said, we're going to have 5 secluded campsites, or we would like that, and then 5 group campsites near the pavilion. Let's see. And we were looking at the parking lot maybe being in a different location, not where the road is right now, perhaps like on the corner of the property off of East Main right there, maybe like a 10-15 car parking lot. And then you would walk down to where the bridge is right now. It would just be a different way to get to the bridge. We were looking at that. We're talking about the hunting program. I think Les is on there, and he might be making a comment in the comment section, so I'll let him do that. I sent all the hunting information over to you guys, I think, for last meeting. So if you have any questions with that. And I just think in the future, we're going to be discussing some trail. There's a lot of buzz about the trails, so I just think in the future, we might be having to discuss what we're going to do since the county and the state are closing. And what that means for us and our trails. You know, we just have to monitor it closely, in my opinion. I know Rich said he would help monitor the situation for us just to make sure everybody's being safe. And, you know, but that's it, I think. That's all I have.
Okay. How are the campsites going to be managed, or are they? Like, you know, around Valley, if you want a campsite, you got to sign in.
Yeah, it's going to be Jesse. Where is he? He's the iPad.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a program set up. I copied it from some other towns we had in Tewksbury, where a group can come in and register and provide insurance. If it's an individual, they register. You should call in with the police, and when you check in, call when you leave. You know, basic safety requirements. I already drafted it up.
Right, that's for the group. What about the individual? The 5 individual campsites.
Same. I mean, if you want to camp overnight and have a fire, you got to sign in.
But do you need insurance?
I'm not sure. I think in the past, most times when it was just a family kind of thing, like a picnic or a camp out, you're a homeowners. You could give us a copy of your homeowners.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, then if Amy, you're done, I'll move on to my reports. Historic Commission canceled their meeting. Tom, I'd like to schedule a finance meeting, I think early next week, maybe by Zoom. It'll be a good time to check in, see where everything's at. I do know, Councilman Strauss, we have I'll be sending a note to the Board of Ed superintendent probably tonight, tomorrow. I'll copy you on that with regard to how we're going to pay the schools. Tax assistance and everything else are a little lower than expected right now, given everything that's going on. You know, the court's closed, so we're not collecting court fees and so on and so forth. So I'll clue you in on that. Maybe we'll touch base after. And as far as open space, the rec committee goes, obviously we had to cancel the community day event, which was scheduled for the end of the month. We are, Tom Sylvia, our rec director, is trying to find an alternate date to have something possibly a little bit smaller, but at least have that run that was going to be, that used to be the country run. I forget what it was going to be called this year, but it would be nice to have some small event properly socially distanced at a later date for the community to come together. That said, we are currently, and I believe Tom sent a note out today on social media and may have even been put out by Lieutenant DeRosa as well. The parks are, except for the trail that Councilwoman Switlik mentioned, are going to remain open. The playgrounds are closed. They are not open for organized recreation events or practices. We did have some incidents in the last few weeks that we had to avoid. And I'll say that I think it's good to have the parks open as long as everyone is maintaining the proper social distancing and respecting everyone's health and well-being. I drove through Bunt on Sunday and Bunt was well used, but everybody was being respectful. And as long as that continues, we'll keep the parks open. But if it doesn't for some reason, then we'll have to reconsider. I think that's where we're headed. And then Jess, I think you can speak more to the fact that the township offices are closed to the public, but operations are continuing. Everybody's working remotely. Some folks are going in when necessary. And I'll hand it off to you.
Yes, the offices are open, mostly by email, I hope. People shouldn't be going in and out of the buildings. You know, every time somebody goes out on the street and goes back in, you recontaminate. Yep. So don't forget that. The police station, you're not getting in there unless you get arrested. And I don't think there's not much of that going on anyway, because, you know, the cops don't want to get sick either. But court has been delayed through March, I think, now. Taxes and all those things have been delayed, again, at least another 30 days. So, again, if you have to go to court for some reason, call up. Lynn has been going in to do bails, you know, bond statements and all that kind of stuff. But generally speaking, the buildings are all closed. And there was just an announcement, I mean, literally in the news a minute ago, that construction code inspections are going to be, they're going to pull the plug on those too, except for emergency things. So Mike Wright's going to have to slow down.
Okay. Yep. Is that all, Jess? If so, we'll move on to.
Well, I have for my reporter for that, just that topic.
No, the report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I can't tell. Okay. I guess I'm speaking here. Well, we are operating. I just covered that. We're trying to get along and do everything by email, phone conferencing and things like that. And, you know, business is continuing, but it's slow. I mean, again, There's not a lot of people out there, so there's not a lot going on, which is good under the circumstances. You mentioned recreation. I think summer rec is kind of up in the air.
I would believe so, yeah.
Have it. Where are we going to have it? I don't know if the schools would allow us in. Maybe not a good idea anyway, so that's kind of floating out there. Night out and community day, I think we're still looking at an August date. First Tuesday, I think, in August is night out. It'd be nice if we could, you know, do them both together if things, you know, are good and we can have control over distancing and whatnot. That'll be a nice thing to get us out of this slump. I think we mentioned tax payments and budgets and all those things have been delayed by the state. They've been kicked down the road for a couple months.
Well, I don't think tax payments are delayed.
I think there's a grace period or something. I just came over today. So we'll figure that out. I know I've been saying this for months, but Green Acres, I think we're done with funding for Windy Acres. I got all the final reports from ELP and the Green Acres inspection, and I think we've answered all their questions. The problem is they're all working from home too. So the lag time between a question and an answer is like a week at a clip, not a day. So we just have to be patient. So you know, the shared accord agreement with Hampton is done. I know that's on the agenda. I think we agreed to that. We picked up their court files already. So that's ready to go. If and when court opens up, Hampton will be joining us. Probably again, you're looking at, I'm thinking June before we have another court. Police union contracts are on the agenda. They're done. Let's get those done. Public works contract is, you've got that. Brian and John have that. That should be ready to go too, pending a final review by you two. Mowing contracts are ready to go. You know, Jay is on half shift as well, so their guys are half on duty and half at home. We're really focusing on major potholes and traffic issues, not a whole lot of anything else. With, you know, five guys on a clip, maybe three guys to control traffic, so there's not a whole lot of worker bees out there. So bear that in mind when you're asking for things. They're working hard and they're getting things done, but they're short. JCP&L, I think you all got a copy. They'll be doing tree maintenance throughout the township, trimming brush by our power lines. That's a standard thing. Cleaning our buildings is expensive. We just talked about that. It's, you know, I don't know. They go in, they fog it, they kill everything, and as soon as somebody walks in the door, it's recontaminated. So, you know, it's one of those things that a couple $1,000 a week, I don't know how long we can keep going on that one. We're trying.
I think that's something that maybe we can, you and I and either yeah. John or Tom.
We got to talk about.
I mean, yep.
It's almost, you know, pointless.
I honestly thought it was a one shot.
Yeah. I mean, but you think about it, we clean it up and people come in and out, and next thing you know, it's contaminated. So, you know, if we can minimize traffic in and out, that's a great thing, which we're doing. But again, you know, one person goes in to pay bail or something, you know, who knows where they came from. So it's a tough one. OEM, as you know, has been busy. We've been having conference calls and meetings, you know, almost daily. It's kind of slowed down a little bit, but we've been getting a lot of information from the county and the state OEM, the state police, and we shared that as everybody that wants it is getting that. Most of it is the same information, but that has been a busy volunteer group for the last few weeks or last couple of weeks. And that's all I got. So stay healthy and wash your hands.
All right. Lieutenant DeRosa.
Hey, how's everybody doing? First, I just want to thank everybody, the mayor, council, and Jess for their support. Guys, really appreciate it. We've amended our schedules. Basically, we're working 2 on, 6 off. I moved a couple people around so we can make it work. The officers have been really instructed to stay out of headquarters unless they really need to come in there. But, you know, obviously that's tough. The officers have been great. Everybody's watching what they're doing. They're wearing their masks. They're wearing their gloves. They're washing their hands constantly. Unfortunately, we're in the business of we have to come in contact with people. And it's, in my opinion, it's just starting to, I could see the shift coming a little bit with some calls coming in with people getting a little uneasy. So we've had a couple incidents where we've had to take action, which is always a problem, you know, when you're coming close to people. But we're doing our best with what we got. I do want to give a lot of thanks to the public because they've been great. I mean, we've had masks, the N95 masks donated, hand sanitizer. I don't know if you've seen our Facebook post and our website and stuff like that. I can't thank the public enough. They've been great. You know, everybody's coming together. I want to really thank the officers too. Everybody's been professional, even with the circumstances. It gets a little uneasy, even on the police. So if I could just, you know, make sure everybody, you know, the public knows, just, you know, we want to stay healthy too. So, which that's why we always put it out on our posts. Also getting back to the cleaning, I cut up our cleaning into, they gave us one price for all three floors, but now they're only coming in to do the first floor. and the detective bureau. So I have one more cleaning that they can do. They gave us three times for our price. However, that's all reimbursable. Mark may be able to help us on that because with the OEM experience he has. So we're doing a spreadsheet. I have Tracy, our secretary, doing a spreadsheet on everything that we spend, including manpower, overtime, whatever costs, although the overtime has been down. So we are, you know, it's business as usual. Obviously, we're 24/7, but, you know, I'm sure we will get reimbursed even for the cleaning. So, but, you know, I've never smelled the police station so clean. I got to say that. So everybody's really doing a good job. I've been wiping things down. It's like, you know, almost to nauseam, though, but it's just, you know, you got to do it. So if anybody has any questions about what's going on or what the latest is, feel free to ask. I know that was a lot in a short period of time. Again, though, I just want to thank everybody again for their support. It's been, you know, these guys really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Anything you need.
Yep.
And again, I hope you were all on before. I thank you for everything, you guys. I know it's a tough job, especially this time, what we're going through. So kudos to all the men and women of the force. Good job. Fire department, EMS as well. All right, that concludes our report section, and we're going to move on to resolutions. The first is authorizing a shared court with the borough of Hampton. Jess alluded to this before. I believe, Trishka, that the agreement per the resolution is effective April 1st, so as soon as our court gets up and running after the issues with the coronavirus, they'll be part of our court. Oh, here.
You muted her.
I don't mute her. She mutes herself, and then she's got to get permission to get back in.
All right. Yes, correct.
All right.
Everything you said.
I'll leave it open for at least the next few minutes. So any comments, concerns on the part of the council?
None.
Okay. Seeing or hearing none, I will ask for a motion.
So moved.
I'll make a motion.
Oh, we got a so move from Amy and a Tom. Will you second?
Yes.
All right. Roll call, please.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. And the second resolution the next two are actually quite similar, and if it's amenable to everybody, we'll combine the two into one vote because the contracts are actually almost pretty much the same. So first is authorizing execution of a labor contract with the FOC relative to sergeants. And the second is authorizing execution of a labor contract with the FOP relative to the patrol officers. And Jesse and Tom, I think maybe John would probably have had more of the details on his fingertips than I, but I believe the contract expired over a year ago, and we've been in negotiations since, and probably even before that time. And I think it's a pretty fair contract. The unions gave up some to get some. And I believe the percentages are 2.5. Tom, you might remember.
I haven't looked at it lately, but I think you're correct.
I was actually going to ask Mr. Kochanowski. Sorry.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it lately, but I think you're correct.
Yeah, Brian, those are the right numbers.
Thank you, Jess.
Yep. Yeah, they're good. It's a good contract. I think it's fair to everybody. You know, everybody's getting a good deal. Nobody's getting hosed, and keeps things moving forward.
Yep. And to be fair, we negotiated this contract, obviously, and agreed to it, its terms, at least the negotiations committee of Councilman Kochanowski and Mayor Higgins had done prior to everything that's going on now. So
join the meeting.
Admit somebody who's on the phone. So if it's all right with everybody, we'll combine the two, and I'll ask for concerns, comments on the part of the council.
None here. I'll make a motion if you need it.
Take the motion. Councilman Zwillick or Mr. Kochanowski?
Second.
Okay.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Zwillick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. And last but not least, we have awarding an agreement for 2020 lawn maintenance mowing services for Bunt and Foran Parks. This is an initiative we've been talking about for some time. Jess and I have both discussed it at council meetings. We're looking to relieve some of the pressure and the burden from DPW so that they can get back out and do more road work. And it's actually, I think, Jess, you'd agree, it's probably more, even more critical right now, given the measures we're taking to ensure the health and safety of DPW and social distancing so that, that they have the time they need to address potholes and such. I know they just got to one on Dorchester this week.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. I think it's a reasonable price and it's on a per cut basis. So we have the ability to flex as we need to and not do perhaps as many cuts in the summer when it's hot and the fields aren't being used as frequently. Concerns, comments on the part of council, please.
Well, I just wanted to say that the trails also need maintenance, and I know the farmers, they have an agreement with that. I believe Les and Tom Sylvia are just going back and forth and making sure that their ducks are in a row, because as you said, people are going to be using the trails as well, so we need them maintained.
And that's separate.
Yes, that's happening too, Amy.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
All right. I think we had a motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
No, I need a motion.
Councilman Strauss had made the motion, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'll second it.
Tom. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Zwillick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. And I may actually have been mistaken, but I think we had a motion and a second anyway. I was thinking back to the other one.
That's okay.
All right. We have next on our list the vouchers. They are very small this year, mostly payroll. So looks worth this year, this meeting. Comments, concerns on the part of council? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to take the votes. May I have a second?
Second.
Strauss, second.
Yep. Give it to Mark.
Carla, your pick.
I'm going to give it to Mark. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Zwillick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. All right. Now we're going to move to the public comments section of the meeting. And bear with us as I read the instructions again. And also, this is new for all of us, especially me. So your patience and understanding are appreciated. To make a comment or ask a question during the public comment portion of the agenda, if you're participating via computer or mobile device, please select the raise my hand button. So if you're on Zoom on your laptop or tablet or phone and I can see your name or some sort of text and you don't raise your hand, I will not call on you. But if you do raise your hand, I will. If you're attending by phone, I will, after I go through all those attendees online on Zoom, I will individually identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and I would ask that you state your name, or if you have no comments, just say no comment. We're going to limit comments to 3 minutes per person, and we ask that comments be related to a governmental issue that you believe may be of concern to the township's residents. I will not permit comments containing offensive, profane, or indecent language, or language constituting hate speech. I will not be accepted. So, open the public comment section of the meeting, and I do not yet see any online attendees who have raised their hand. That said, I'm going to individually call on folks whose telephone numbers I see, and I'm going to start by unmuting number 7271. Last four digits, 7271. You should now be available to speak. Have you any comment?
I am, and it's Mike Aversa. How is everybody?
All right, how are you?
Wonderful. I wanted to give everybody an update on the Clinton Township Deer Program for 19 and 20. We accomplished a goal of harvesting 35 deer. We've got 13 off of Windy Acres, 9 off of Prostack West, 7 off of Prostack East, and 6 off of Hackett's Preserve. So that's kind of a summary of where we are. We have also had, before all of the coronavirus, we had a meeting with Tom Sylvia, and we put together a proposal for the program for 20/21, which included some minor additions from last year's program via our learning from last year's program. So we have drafted that up. I think we have a meeting with Tom Sylvia this virtual meeting with Tom Sylvia this coming Tuesday to run through the final pieces. We actually redrafted all of the applications and requirements that the township requires so we can get them done. And Trishka, don't get upset with us, but we took a pass at revising the resolution, so hopefully it'll save you some time and you'll do your thing with it. The objective of this year's program is to do everything online. Applications and the entire process will be done online through the Clinton Township website, and we're working out those fine points. But it will avoid people have to come into the office. It'll avoid mail issues. The entire application process will be done online. The plan is to have the week of June 8th for residents and township employees, and the week of June 15th for non-residents. At present, the hope is to keep the four existing properties I just made reference to, plus we were going to add the White Cloud property and the Brays Hills property, which would allow us to add one team to each of those properties. So we're not adding many hunters, but in the scheme of things, I think it's a good first step. So that's my piece. If anybody has any questions, I am more than happy to answer.
Anybody on council have questions? I mean, Mike, it sounds really good to me. I don't know how 35 match your expectations as far as the harvest last year, but I think adding the two properties you mentioned makes some pretty good sense. And I think over the next couple of months, we can work on implementing a good program for 2020.
What happened to the 35 deer? Were they eaten by you guys or given to charity?
There were actually very few that were donated to HHH. I believe there was about 5 or 6 deer that went to the HHH program. The rest of them were consumed by the hunters.
Okay.
All right. Mike, thank you very much. I don't hear any other questions, so at this point in time, I'm going to mute you, and I'll move on to the next one. You have a great night. Thank you.
Be well, everybody. Be well, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye now.
Okay, we are going to move on to, you know what, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to take a note of who called in. Let's do this. I am now going to unmute number 4771. 4771. You're open now. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Jane from the Hunter and Review.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I have a few questions, but I can probably, if I can call Carla in the morning, I can probably cover everything I have.
I won't be in the office till Monday, but I could call you on my cell.
Okay, so you have my number because
yep.
I called in? Okay,
yep.
Yeah, call me anytime, and
yep.
I'll, because I don't think there's anything I need to talk to the whole council about. Thank you so
yep.
much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I'm going to mute Jane, and we're going to move on. Hang on 1 second. That's what I wanted to do. We're going to unmute number 5000. 5 and 300, you're unmuted. Any comments? 5000 phone number. Going once, going twice. Shall mute that number. I feel like a radio call-in host. I did that. Number 0435, you're unmuted. 0435, any comments?
Hi, this is Les Giese. Sounds like Mike did all the answers, so unless anybody has any questions, I'm good.
All right, Les, thank you so much. And you can tell I don't know who's who. All right, Les is muted, and I'm going to move on to 6383. 6383, you're unmuted.
Hi, this is Rich Shaw, and I don't have any comment, thanks.
All right, Rich, thanks so much. And I just got to find you again so I can mute you. Where'd you go? And so last one is going to be 6060, phone number 6060.
That's Mark.
Brian, that's me, Mark.
Oh, that's
Strauss.
You. I did write that down too, so I wouldn't fall into that trap.
Thanks for giving me my cell number.
it may be on the recording, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. I'm only kidding. It's out there.
And that's
anyway.
Why I'm only using the last four digits, too.
The only thing I did want to say, though, and I forgot to report before, is this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., the Annandale Hose Company is going to be bringing around the Easter Bunny to drive through neighborhoods starting at 9 a.m. We're doing this in cooperation with McDonald's in Clinton. So we'll be, a lot of the municipalities are doing this. You know, it's just a drive-by. There's no stopping. There's no handing out of anything. There's no pictures. Just a drive-by with the rabbit. And we will be posting on our Facebook where we're at, you know, so people can keep apprised of where we are by checking our Facebook page and when we're going to be coming to their neighborhood next. So, again, that's starting at 9 a.m. This Saturday. The Easter Bunny will be coming around by fire truck.
That's awesome, Mark. That's great.
Yeah, McDonald's reached out to us, gave us the idea. You know, they heard other municipalities were doing it, so we researched it a little bit between the fire chief and I. We came up with this plan, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it'll bring some smiles and cheers to those folks out there during this time.
A nice little pick-me-up, yep. And it's fortunate, Mark, that we landed on Councilman Strauss at the very end by accident, because it's your turn, I think, in the meeting.
Okay. Hearing nothing else, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I want to thank everybody again for your patience and cooperation as we went through this first digital meeting. Good job, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
How do I log out of this?
Good night, everyone.
Shut off the computer.